Hello guys, today we are going to discuss masturbation. I don't think I've discussed masturbation deep, and how I'm gonna do it is I'm going to put out this podcast, and I'm also going to put out an article about it. And in the article, I'm going to give you guys a real life story about my personal experience with masturbation, how I found out about it, how I got into it, my first time trying it out, all the juicy stories like I always do in the blog. But here I want to do a bit of education so that those that don't know much about it or those that are interested can just learn. Maybe we can talk about myths and misconceptions and just get to learn a bit better about it, so that at the end of this episode, hopefully you'll be able to make a decision whether it's for you and it's something you'd like to try out or it's not your cup of tea. Either way, when it comes to sex, I always say the best way is to try something out before you can knock it out. If it's something that you're into and something that you feel you might like or be accommodative of, or something that you're interested in and something that is definitely harmless to you, nasemanga hakuna harm. It's nice to try it out, and then if you don't like it, then you can make a better decision about that's not for me. This is for me. Let's get started. Masturbation ni ukitry kustimulate. Si ati ukitry, ukiweza, ukifanya kustimulate genitals zako in a way that you want to achieve an orgasm. So basically, naweza sema, it's when you stimulate your genitals for sexual stimulation, for arousal. Mostly inakuanga ku achieve an orgasm. Masturbation inakuanga na ma myths na misconceptions nyingi, because many people, I realize we don't really have these conversations about these things, and we don't really talk about things like what is masturbation, what are the benefits, what is the downside to it, and inakuanga tu story tunakanyagia ama inakuwa in the shadows. But today I'd like for us to learn more about masturbation. I feel like this will go with the way of my beliefs, which is being pro-masturbation, because I believe in it and I partake in it and I advocate for it. And I'm not trying to change anybody's mind that is not into it, but I just think it's good to have the education. And then if you decide to make a decision, then at least you're deciding from a more informed point. So I feel like masturbation creates a very healthy sexual development, because other than kuleta enjoyment, because unasikenga poa ukinat, it also really, really releases tension. And wase wengi wanagopanga masturbation, especially wase wenye wako in relationships, ama marriages, ama sisi wenye tuko single ni mambo tumezoea. But nimerealize wale wase wenye wako mostly in relationships wanakuanga so afraid of having these discussions kama ya masturbation, kwa sababu it's like kuna hii connotation ina leta ya ni kama sex life yenu imefail, ama ni kama mna need extra assistance kwa sababu sex yenu ina bo. And it's not like that. It's just perspective. You see, masturbation for me creates a very healthy sexual environment, cause inasaidia na vitu mob sana. And it doesn't mean that your relationship is not satisfying or it's not enough. It just means that maybe, I feel like in my opinion, it means that we're able to enjoy and explore more sexually, especially together. That's when I'm partnered up. Because if there's something I really, really like to do, I know it's so risky. But when I have a sexual partner, I like to wank online together. Like on video call or like, you know, flirting over the phone. Sometimes it's on voice call and we're just on the phone wanking, but we're moaning and we're getting off from hearing each other's moans. And that, I feel, for me creates a very, very healthy bonding sexually, especially when we're not near each other, because we can still tunaweza ku sijui it's a word, tamaniana, neza kumtamani even when he's not around me. So for me, it really, really builds a stronger bond. Actually, study finds that happier couples masturbate. People who are in happy relationships actually masturbate either with each other or even if not together, they're into it. So I think that, obviously, by this point, I think that masturbation is harmless. But I want to talk about myths and misconceptions as well as the downsides to it, because everything in excess has issues. So I need us to talk about that so that before mtu make decision that this is what is for me, they know exactly what they're getting themselves into. So some of the downsides of masturbation is that physically, if you do it excessively or if you do it using a wrong technique, you could create soreness, like you could create chafness or you could make yourself sore. So it's really important that you understand your body, you know, if you need lube, if you need to touch yourself more gently, if you need to rub yourself a bit more gentle, if you need your hands to be softer. Kuna watu wengine wananyonga na mikono za kulima bana, unaweza rarua ngozi na ni dangerous. Emotionally, something I remember always feeling when I was younger, anytime after masturbating, was, this is before I could ever have such discussions, was I used to feel a lot of guilt. And the guilt comes especially if maybe you abide by religious laws or cultural laws and stuff like that. You'll find that most organized religion or culture is really against, could be against, si zote, zingine, could be against self-pleasure, and they look down upon it. And so it's very difficult to get taught how to self-please or how to learn about your body, how to learn about what you enjoy sexually, what you like, how you like being touched. So because there's not much education around it, and that stuff used to create guilt. I mean, I would wank and I would feel so good. The release would be so good and the nut would be so good. But I would carry around so much guilt, so much shame. I'd walk around being so scared and just feeling like everybody could tell I wank. Everybody can see that I touch myself and I'm a weirdo. And I was just scared of having these discussions. So emotionally, kuna yo burden ya guilt, ku feel shameful, ku feel embarrassed, na ku feel like what you're doing is very, very immoral. But once you're ready to have the conversation and understand better, I think ina alleviate your shida. So yeah, I think having discussions will always resolve the shame and the embarrassment and the guilt. Because that's how I worked on having the guilt. I used to feel guilty. Now I understand that by pleasing my body, it's like I'm honoring my body. It's like I'm giving my body the things it needs. It's like I'm honoring and loving myself extra. So I guess my perspective just shifted. But like I said, anything in excess is definitely unhealthy. So if you're masturbating very, very aggressive, like venye nimesema unaweza jiumiza, you're not using the correct technique, or you're doing it excessively, and this is where addiction comes in. There reaches a point where, I mean, the dopamine hit is very, very addicting. It's, you do it once and then in a while you find out that every free time you have, you want to touch yourself. And then one time you realize you've gone from zero to doing it 100 times a day. And of course, if you do it in excess or if you do it aggressively, you're going to hurt yourself, and that's not healthy. That's not right. Because at the end of that, it can also cause mashidaza sexual sensitivity. Your genitals could definitely have issues with you being able to feel. And I remember this happened to me before. There's a time I think I was addicted. Not I think, I know I was addicted to masturbating. And that was very, very crazy. And for real, it reduces the sensitivity. It reached a point I couldn't feel anything. And also, the first time I got my toy, I have a sex toy. His name is Mr. Purple. His purple, if you read my blogs, you've probably seen him on the blog. So when I first got Mr. Purple, I think I became addicted to him. And I would use him all the time, every chance I got, because that nut was wild. It would leave me shaking. I couldn't believe that's what an orgasm felt like. That's what nutting was supposed to feel like. That blew my mind. And I became so addicted that I had to consciously stop myself from using it. I had to take out the batteries and like hide it away and just put it away and consciously wean myself off of it. So addiction is real, manze. Everything has to be in moderation. Wezi get carried away, ujipate unafanya all the time, every day. So basically, having a better technique while being very, very gentle with yourself, you can always introduce toys. But with toys, you know, there's always caution because you have to learn more and more and more about what these toys are, which are the best toys, which toys are made for who, where, how, what's needed where. And I think my next episode will actually be about toys, and I could talk a bit more about my BDSM kit because I've done stories on the blog about it, but I've never really given much more information. Introducing toys definitely needs a lot of education. It needs you to be informed and to understand better, because again, addiction, it's so easy. You know, before you get addicted to something, you never really think it could be you. You just think that's something that happens to other people. And then one day you wake up and you're struggling to stop, or you're unable to think about anything else. And it definitely fucks up your life. So with moderation, introducing vibration with toys, like the vibrators, the cock ring, toys that vibrate, I find it induces the nut very, very much easily. And some of the benefits. Now, I've told you guys about the downsides. Now I want to talk about the benefits of masturbation that I personally have experienced. I feel like it relieves stress. I'm not someone who has sex often because I'm very monogamous, and I require to be in an exclusive relationship to have sex. And because there's sijapata mutu, I end up masturbating a lot more than I ever have sex. And it helps a lot. It helps with the quality of sleep. I definitely sleep better after I nut. It helps with reducing stress, frustration, especially sexual tension. It helps me feel way more relieved, much more relaxed, which in turn improves my mental health. You know, when you nut, it releases the feel-good hormones like oxytocin, dopamine. Na ingine hapo nimesahau jina yake. It has another fin. It's a long name. It reduces the feel-good hormones, which definitely boost your self-esteem, yourself, the way you feel, your confidence, puts you in a better mood. It alleviates your mood, makes you feel more relaxed, makes you feel better, reduces your anxiety. And even for women, I'd say for me, I feel like it relaxes my pain, especially when I'm on my period. It helps a lot with reducing the pain. I feel like, especially when I do it with my partner, like with my sexual partner, it improves our sex life. Because when we're working together, we improve our connection. We have a better connection sexually. So it definitely means better sex. And it gives me more confidence in bed. Because imagine having to watch each other wank. Bro, there's nothing else we can't do with each other. Tumifika level, iyo ni beyond level ya kunyamba ata. That's crazy. That's like total trust and total commitment and trust. You know, so it boosts concentrations. It reduces cramps. It also really, really, kwa apo kwa yo point ya with my sexual partner, it definitely really promotes intimacy when I'm able to explore self-pleasure, because when I know how to treat my own body, I know how to explain to my partner how to treat my body as well. Overall, that's why I think I like masturbating, and that's why I advocate for masturbation. But in a very, very controlled way, of course, with much education, much knowledge. But something else that, something that I think is hits the jackpot is that it helps me get the benefits of sex. I mean, some, like, nutting, like, actually nutting. Faster and easier, but also without the sexual risks, because I'm by myself. I'm not scared of getting pregnant. I'm not scared of catching diseases, STIs. I'm not scared of all the sexual risks, consequences of sex that come with having sex with someone else. So it's a bit safer, if you ask me. But maybe after you have all this information, you can make a better decision for yourself. And remember that if you do it too much or if you do it without proper guidance, it could definitely become very addicting. And when it comes, you know, when something becomes addicting, it interrupts your functioning of life. It stops you from doing normal things at the normal time, the way you're supposed to do them. And in turn, it ends up affecting things like your work, your money, even your relationships. Because now you're addicted to masturbating, you don't even want to touch your partner because you're nothing else can get you off the way you can get yourself off. And I read a tweet that said that men don't normally feel anything when we give them a hand job because nobody can give them a hand job better than they can do it for themselves. And it kind of makes sense because I think no one can rub my clit better than I can do for myself. I think that's just my opinion. I don't know about you guys, but like learning about your body and having more information so that you can make more informed decisions, better decisions is always better than remaining ignorant and never living life. That's just what I think. Tell me what you think. You can definitely ask me any questions on my DMs, on the website loveandorgasms.com, Robert Awabi everywhere. And don't forget to catch me every Tuesday on Citizen TV at 8 a.m. on the Daybreak Show, where we discuss relationships and social issues. You can drop me any question. And I'm happy to announce that I'm finally able to take clients for one-on-one sessions, whereby you can book me for an hour and we can have a conversation about relationships and sex. You can ask me all sorts of questions and we can just learn and grow and learn and unlearn together. The sessions are $1,500 per hour. To book me, I have a link on my bio on Instagram, or you can DM me and I can do the booking for you. But other than that, thank you so much for listening. Bye bye.